Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. Five DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit mensteclinic.com. That's mensteclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Here we go. It's hour number four of the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. 6 days from Cowboys beginning training camp. Brian Broaddus will be out there next week reporting for us from Oxnard along with the KMC Masterpiece. Then we're going to be out there the following week. It is definitely training camp season. I got some Cowboys content here for you. Okay? Dak Prescott, who got it right? The players or the reporters? Morning News has a story up about it. ESPN had him out of their top 10, not even in the honorable mentions for his position. Players had him 79th. Okay, that's the premise of it. The way things went in two of the last 3 years, plus the injury history, is it fair to say this could be it? Like, even if you're a giant Dak believer in his prime, looking at two of the last 3 years, looking at how bad last season was with those 8 picks, couldn't this be it? I mean,
I think it's going to be hard to put it on him just for one reason.
What's that?
The head coach. We got to figure out what this head coach is going to do scheme wise. Yeah. If this head coach plays run up field and run hook routes all day,
yeah,
and doesn't really try and run the ball or not successful, and then they don't try and do anything to help him, then I think it's going to be really, really hard to put it on this quarterback. And I'm not doing it just as an apologist for the quarterback, but I am going into this like with my eyes completely wide open that Schottenheimer convinced Jerry and Steven that he can get the absolute best out of Dak. And if
wasn't Dak also a big advocate for Shoddy?
Yeah, I mean, and maybe because he didn't want to learn something different, or maybe all of a sudden Shoddy was walking up to Dak at practice and like going, listen, I know the game plan sucks this week. I know this is going to not be really conducive to how you need to play football, but you got to fight through it today. You know? So I'm going to say if Shoddy turns into a bad, or I should say poor OC, or poor designer, or we get these coaches that like they're over their heads. It's hard to blame the quarterback for that. You got to blame the front office for hiring the head coach.
Sure. I mean, the reason I'd be willing to call it, though, is because you would have been looking at three different guys, Kellen Moore, Mike McCarthy, and then Brian Schottenheimer, Clayton Adams combo that he had struggled under. That's a pretty big sample size over a four-year period.
If he struggles under this guy, I have a lot of my feeling, again, you can say whatever you'd like to say, and I'm totally cool with that. But I'm thinking, like, if this head coach, he's got to help this guy. And it's going to be very, very hard to be able to evaluate him if this head coach is not a very good play caller.
Yeah, but he hasn't had a good play caller his entire career. and he still had good seasons. So if he can't do it with this, then it shows that there has been regression because you have been good in
then
the past.
Then if that's
with
the case,
crap.
if he looks like that he is not very mobile and he's making more turnovers and all that, that's what you can evaluate him on.
Right.
But you could also say, I mean, they've given him the best chance with this wide receiver core that he's got. I mean, if you start to talk about Pickens.
Totally.
And, you got two legit. You got a good wide. Tight end.
They literally brought Pickens in here with no hope of probably signing him. I don't think there's going to be hope there's going to sign Pickens here.
Agreed.
They brought him in here to try and help. Like somebody, whether it's Dak or Shoddy or somebody, convinced the Joneses to go get Pickens.
Yeah.
You know, that's somebody did. And it, like I say, but if he rolls out there and he looks bad and he doesn't look like he's very mobile and he's struggling with the reads and all that, I can't fight you guys on that.
So then
if the offense design and execution of it or planning of it sucks, I think we'll be able to tell that. I think we'll be able to tell. Eric will be on our Monday morning going, why are we running the ball here? We can't block them here. We can't. Our tight ends can't do this. Our backs can't do this. You know, there's going to be ability to sit down and watch and say, the scheme looks god awful for this guy. But he's not helping himself because he had this throw and this throw he could have made.
Which we're probably going to do anyway, because I think our favorite thing to do as fans and in sports media is go ahead and nitpick on the offensive play calling. We love to do that, and it's fair. But I'm just – it's just frustrating when you see other quarterbacks, and we're so just in a cowboy microscope that, like, who does Josh Allen have to throw to last year with Buffalo? And he had an MVP season. Khalil Shakir is his top wide receiver. Like, you're in year 10 now. You've got CeeDee Lamb and George Pickens and Jake Ferguson, and you just took an offensive lineman in the first round. You've got three first-rounders on the offensive line. And I get it. He's the front office paid him, and it's not a perfect situation. But I'm done with the excuse-making here, man. It's go out there and
do it. What if I tell you he's not as good as Josh Allen?
He's not. We know he's not.
Okay, well, then is that his fault?
No, it's not. The organization needs to figure it out.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. He's never been that guy.
No, but now he's got more to work with than I'd say any of those quarterbacks.
Actually, we say help him all the time. And he needs every bit of help that he can get. He's not an elite quarterback. He's not.
I agree.
And so with that being said, though, if the play caller sucks, you know, and the scheme sucks, we got to help him, right?
I'd say that's on him, too, because I got Bobby who will go on air and say he fought for Brian Schottenheimer.
Okay.
And if that's the case, then, Dak, don't complain if the offense sucks because you wanted that guy.
Okay.
So, hey, that's definitely the Joneses' fault. They hired him.
That's right.
But it's also the quarterback's fault for putting faith in him when he's had 2 years to know kind of what he's going to want.
If that's the case, then, too, like, I'm in this situation because I didn't like the way that Brian Schottenheimer got hired. I hate the way that the Cowboys hire their coaches. I do. I appreciate Brian Schottenheimer not hiring his buddies, though, to try and, you know, to make us have to go through that. But I'm going to say this. If the head coach is bad, the quarterback's likely going to be bad. And then now the front office is going to have to wear both. And then Dawson, we're going to have to ask then, okay, can we make a decision on Dak?
No.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
That's the Cam Newton take. Like, it's a make-or-break year for Dak. You're locked into this deal for 3 years after this. So if he does play poorly, right, if the media is right, leaving him out of all the top of their rankings, the only thing you would have next year is we have to get a great left tackle and a great running back to try to save this. And that might mean skimping more on defense.
Oh, you might be moving on, though. There might be some people like that disfavor. Well, he's not that good. I mean, you have to do more for him. You have to
hold on. Do you think they could move on?
Oh, I think you could.
It's $100 million of dead money. What? You're punting on the entire season.
You want to get another quarterback?
I would love to. I just don't think the Joneses would. I think they would dig in and think we need better players around him, even better.
You've tried. You've already tried. You used a first round pick on a guard again. You keep drafting offensive linemen in the first round. What else can you do for the guy?
I would hit a left tackle in round one and a running back in round two.
Yeah, they tried to hit a left tackle in round one, but it was pick 27.
But I'm saying now we're in the 2026 spring after Dak plays poorly.
I think if I had a high opportunity, I wouldn't get a left tackle. I'd go get a quarterback. I wouldn't. I would. If you give me the ninth overall pick, like Pro Football Focus.
Oh, that's crazy. That's crazy. You got 3 years of Dak's contract left, and you want a young quarterback.
Eat it.
It's going to take you 2 years to eat it.
Eat it.
The only way the Cowboys win a Super Bowl is with a quarterback on his rookie deal without
if you know
big,
he can't
money
play.
Contracts.
If you know he can't play, move on. If you know he can't play, you just have to move on.
Well, I don't
on.
Think you will know that. I think what you would know if this year struggles is our protection and running game isn't good enough. Like last year, they were horrible running the ball, and they couldn't protect him well enough to give him time and space to throw the ball. And I don't think they've done enough this year to change that, right? You got the same left tackle
situation.
Well, then
situation he's going to be awful again, right?
I think
you're thinking?
I think this might be a real struggle
well, then,
year.
Why do you keep wanting to keep the guy around? And I'm not saying you are. I'm just saying in general, why would you want to keep doing this then? I mean, if you're going to have the ninth overall pick or one of the top 10 pick, I think you have to look at a quarterback. We've seen teams eat large amounts of money. Look at the Denver Broncos. Ate huge money. They got a quarterback, it looks like.
$85 million.
Yeah.
And dead money that they ate on Russell Wilson.
I mean, that would be ideal if we could do that. I think you gotta operate in the real world too, where Jerry Jones wouldn't.
Well, then we should not even talk about team building with this team because they won't do anything that helps them to be better at team building. Because we shouldn't talk about what shouldn't matter then if Dak plays good or not. Yeah. Because they're never going to do anything in order to make that change. You know, they could keep drafting players and adding players and all that, but, you know, it's if they're not willing to sacrifice things that they don't think are going to work,
yeah.
then it's not even worth talking about, but that's all right. What we do. I'm just saying it in a way that, like, we could get mad at Dak all we want.
I don't want to get mad at Dak. No, he's doing his best.
I could say.
I want to get mad at the front office for not giving him the run game Josh Allen had.
The front office will not do anything different. But like I said, if it was me, I'm trying to help Dak right now, but I don't think they helped him with the right guard. I don't know about the left tackle. You know, I don't know if that's, you know, hopefully he's going to come around. But if I'm sitting there with a top 10 pick and I have a chance to draft a quarterback because I don't think the one I have can play, I'll do it, but they won't. You're right.
I mean, what happened in 2023, you know, that was so good? It was MVP. He didn't have a great second wide receiver that year. But what you had was a healthy Tyron Smith and Tony Pollard running the ball better. You know, to me, that's what I want to recreate. Because if 25 is bad, 24 was bad, and 22 is bad, you will say 3 out of the last 4 years were bad. But then you have that 2023 sitting in there. I would say we got to create that. And by the way, Tyron Smith was second team All-Pro that year. You know, I would think we don't have to move on and eat all of this contract. What we need to do, unfortunately, is take away some of the money we're spending on defense and reinvest that back in the offensive
line. Well, then we're going to sit here and complain that we can't
be good enough.
Then we're going to complain that they don't stop the run, and then they don't play well enough in the secondary, and that's fine. I mean, but to me, it's not fine. It's like, you know, if you determine that Schottenheimer and Dak are not good enough, I'm not sitting here waiting around. I'm just not.
Because you have championship standards.
Well, the thing about it was, and this is where I think that guys like yourself, Chief, that fought me on this daily about, listen, I'm moving on from this guy before it even gets to this point. I think you guys are right. I'll give you your flowers for that. I will give you guys flowers for standing up and saying, listen, I would not sign this guy. I don't care. I'm not going to sign this guy. And so, you know, that's you were right. You're absolutely right about that. Because if it's not good enough, then go ahead. You eat the $100 million. But we know damn good and well they won't eat the $100 million. They won't.
No, they won't. And at least a team like Denver, who I guess did that with Russell Wilson.
Hell yeah, they did.
They had a ready-made best defense in the league. They at least had that to lean on. And then
maybe this pass rush is going to be good enough. And maybe Revell and Bland and others are going to be good enough to where you take the Denver plan and do this.
But then you also have to make sure, like, they went and got the best possible coach that they felt like they could get. And I don't know that the Cowboys...
They unfortunately won't do that.
I understand Dawson, like, part of the reason why you feel like they couldn't do and capitalize on the lightning in a bottle of what they had in 2016 is because they were still paying Romo.
Yeah.
And so then you get into the same situation. Mm-hmm. So I understand wanting to slow play the next quarterback.
Yeah.
Because you want to make sure that when you do have that guy, One, you got a top prospect. It wasn't a fourth-round pick that fell into your lap. You sucked the year before bad enough to where you're going to get one of the best prospects in a draft. And two, that's the only quarterback money you're spending. And now you have the opportunity to fill out a roster around him. That's how you capitalize. But when you have the rookie quarterback on the cheap, but at the same time, for the first 2 years of the rookie quarterback, you're paying a buttload of money for the previous mistake. Like, there is part of it.
You got to walk your way out of this, though.
You've got to figure out a way to do it. The Eagles move on from Wentz. Then they go ahead and say, hey, we're going to pivot. We're going to go to Hurts. Like, there's a way, right? We can go ahead and build all these roadblocks all you want. The good organizations find ways. Now, I agree. The elephant in the room is that the Dallas Cowboys have not proven to be a good organization. They're not. The way that they team build for 30 years has obviously failed. Now, we can go ahead and look at all the all-pros they've drafted, and I believe Will McClay and the scouts, I've said this time and time again, they're the backbone of the organization.
Great job.
And the reason why they're competitive. When it comes to signing contracts, they suck at managing the cap. They wait to the last minute. They overpay for everybody. So that's not going to change. How does it change? When you get a generational quarterback. When Joe Burrow is there and you draft him, and 30 years of disgust in Cincinnati becomes, we're going to the Super Bowl in year two. We're going to the AFC title game in year three. Washington the laughingstock of the NFL. You draft Jaden Daniels, we have hope. How does that happen? You take a quarterback in the top five of the draft. The Cowboys haven't taken a first-round pick at quarterback since 1989. It's going to have to happen here eventually, and there's no point in just waiting. If they suck this year, they got to do it. Next year maybe is the year that you have a good quarterback class.
Man, I do think you're on it there, like settling for Romo and settling for Dak, but at the same time, Joe Burrow wins eight games last year.
Sure.
You know, putting on that show.
That's why it's still the ultimate team sport. But he's at least so damn good that even that he's going to give you a shot every year.
I teased this earlier, Chief, and I want to get into it. Maybe we'll do it tomorrow. Should Dak get sloppy? You know, maybe not sloppy, but just like less etched out of stone.
Less lean.
You know, and you... I think trainers and bodybuilders and workout people, they are right in saying, hey, the best way to support your frame is to build lean, dense muscle, and it's going to support all of our connective tissues and our bones and our soft tissues because the muscles are doing all the work. But I think once you have that injury, the chain has significant weaknesses in it, and if you try to fire at 100% or if you try to get more explosive than you've ever been, you're just asking that chain to pop on one of those links. And I think that's why we've seen calf. I think that's why we've seen shoulder. I think that's why we've seen hamstring. Like, a lot of it is in, you know, that.
Well, he was a sloppy, sweaty quarterback in 16.
See? Big guy.
Yeah.
Mahomes,
he was a thick, body-armored guy that was a, you know, I always said this about him. Played his best when he was bloodied and muddied, you know? That's how,
okay, and then look at how Jalen Hurts and Lamar Jackson are running now compared to when they first came in. They were violent, quick runners, like in a hurry to get somewhere. Now they're cruising, right?
Yeah.
Because they understand that explosive movement, trying to get away, trying to get the extra 2 yards. That's when the injuries happen. When someone's hanging onto my leg and I'm leaning, Dak's leg broke. Was trying to fight off a tackler from behind. Was that a horse collar tackle? I'm not sure, but it was close to it, you know? Like, these moments where quarterbacks are lunging and leaning and trying to explode, that's not what you want. I think Dak and the trainer are thinking, we got to get light and lean so I can be mobile in the pocket. Instead of that, I would say, get flexible. Get the body armor. Russell Wilson, Ben Roethlisberger, Mahomes, Brady, Jared Goff right now. I mean, the guy probably doesn't even want to take his shirt off at the beach. You know, you don't need to be able to take your shirt off at the beach to be a great quarterback. And maybe, just maybe, if you've had that leg injury, it's actually setting you up for a higher chance at injury.
He's looking lean as hell right now. So
it looks good.
We'll see.
I bet his wife's happy.
Absolutely.
All righty. It is the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. We'll hit the expressway. We got G-Bag of the Day coming up, and then LA Live's coming up at 5:40 here on 105.3 The Fan. I have to chat Window Nation with you. Before we get there, though, you've been trying to stay cool during the dog days of summer like me, and every time you look at your thermostat, you can't believe it. Just, it can't get down to the target, you know? That could be because your windows are old, and it's not hard to do. You know, 7-8 years into a home, especially if you had had builder grade windows installed, it can cost you hundreds, if not thousands, every year on your energy bill. So as you fill this Texas heat, I mean, sometimes it's getting so hot you think it's going to burn the roof up, but you know, your windows are actually our number one line of defense against the elements, and if they're letting that heat in, you will definitely see that on your monthly energy bill. And right now, Window Nation is offering 50% off all window styles plus zero interest for 5 whole years. So when you choose Window Nation to replace your windows, you're going to save big. No interest till 2030. And these top quality, strong vinyl windows can withstand this Texas heat, unlike the aluminum ones that get too hot.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit mensteaclinic.com. That's mensteaclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Even touch. And did I mention, they'll get the job done in one day or less. That's how Window Nation does it. They are the best. Their install crews have over a decade of experience minimum. So you can feel comfortable knowing your windows are installed right the first time. 866-90-NATION, 50% off all new windows. Pay no interest till 2030. WindowNation.com, 866-90-NATION. At ease. Welcome back. It's the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. Segment's brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today, carsforkids.org. It's brought to you by the on-time experts as well. We're going commercial-free to the top from here. G-Bag of the Day is coming up in 5 minutes. The Mavs are now the favorites to land LeBron James again. This is per Bovada official. Mavs at plus 125 with the Heat at 500, the Cavs at 550, the Warriors 600, and the Knicks at plus 800. I think the only thing holding him back is LeBron, you know, just deciding maybe this is my last year and it'd be easiest to play this out in L.A., where Bryce James is still a high school player, and we made L.A. the home. You know, and then how do you trade him, you know, if you're the Lakers? Like, how do you get something for him worth $50 million of player? You know,
especially with the line that they're apparently drawing in the sand, according to plenty of reports, where they don't want to take on any money that goes beyond this season. They only want to take on expiring contracts because they're clearly setting up for next summer and the summer after that. Yeah.
Yeah.
So
Because they're not getting offers of players that would be they'd be excited about.
Right, right. Yeah. So if that's going to be the case, then that makes it very difficult. And from what I've seen, the Clippers and the Heat are the only two teams that could put enough money together
that's expiring
to make it
next
work
year.
That are also expiring.
Yeah.
So it just seems very, very impossible.
Because you're trading for a rental.
Yeah, you're just trading for a one-year thing.
I can't give up anything of interest. And for the Lakers, I think there's value in having LeBron on our team, you know. And if we can get Bradley Beal, the fans are going to get excited. ESPN's going to be talking about us constantly like we're real contenders. And even though that's not true, they can at least have an engagement-rich season, a season of excitement. And that might be enough for them to say, no, we'd rather hang on to LeBron. We absolutely don't want to buy him out. Like, what's the value there for us? But if I'm the Mavs, this is my top priority right now. Like, if we are going to make this happen in 2025, 2026, LeBron's the easiest path to that right now. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah. I guess if you're of the mind that this is going to be a contending Mavericks season, then I can understand why you would feel the way of trying to get LeBron here. I am out on the idea that this team is actually going to be contending. So I'm not trying to punt on guys like PJ Washington or Daniel Gafford to go and get a one-year rental of an aging, now showing plenty of times that he gets injured. So you're having another old injured guy, plus Anthony Davis, plus Derek Lively, plus Kyrie, who's a question mark. It's like, it from my vantage point, it feels delusional to do anything that is mortgaging future to win this season, because I just do not see it at all. So I cannot get on board with LeBron James.
I mean, 25-8-8?
Yeah.
25-8-8
on it on dealing with injuries on an injury laden team. Like I'm not buying the health of this team. If this team was, if you gave me the magic health elixir, then I could get on board with this. This team could do something on paper. You're deep. You have good players. When they play and this whole thing is healthy, it can look really nice. But there is no way that I am going to mortgage the future of PJ Washington and Daniel Gafford.
I don't
bet that this team is going to be healthy and contending.
I wouldn't bet on Kyrie and AD being healthy next year. I think LeBron plus Klay Thompson, Flag, PJ Washington, Gafford, Lively, that's enough. We could be the two seed in the West with that group. We don't even need Kyrie Irving and Anthony Davis. That's how good their centers, PJ Washington, Cooper Flagg, Najee Marshall could be. I just need LeBron to be a point guard, 30 minutes a night. And we know he can score. So
yeah.
I think Nico probably more agrees with me.
Sure. Oh, for sure.
You think so?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. And that's why I think it's realistic. They still haven't brought in another ball handler. He thinks he's going to win the championship this year. I guess I'm reading all the tea leaves of a Phil Handy coming over. Like, why would you chase off Sweeney and Jared Dudley, who are two of the most celebrated assistant coaches in the game right now, to bring in guys that LeBron has worked with in the past? And why would you have not gone and get another creator for the perimeter if you're seriously thinking about winning the championship this year? And to me, it just makes sense that they would believe they are getting LeBron. Like, the way they're acting right now isn't hoping to get LeBron. It's like, this is our plan. We're getting LeBron this summer.
Yeah, they've insulated it in a way. You mentioned it with the coaching staff. And, I mean, there's a lot of reasons to feel like LeBron would want to be here.
Yeah.
And that they're conducting themselves like they want LeBron. So I'm not ruling it out on their end, but just from
your end, you're out.
Yeah, my opinion would just be that would be a total mistake.
Alrighty, it is the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. We got Ellie Live coming up in about 10 minutes or so. Send Lucius some love on social, would you? He'll be out all week long. Hopefully he's making the most of it, having a great vacay and all that. LA Live's coming up in 10. Let's do the G-Bag of the day. Here's your guy, Jacob Ray.
All right. It is G-Bag of the day from Tuesday, July 15th. My name's Jacob Ray. I'm filling in for Lucius just for the week. So if you find anything floating out there, send it to me on Instagram and Twitter. It is Jacob Ray. Last name spelled R-E-G-H. Let's get it started with the champ, Derek Lewis.
That's what I'm talking about.
Interview. Now, Broadus, we still wish it was you, kind of. Derek Lewis, post-fight interview, talking about who he wants next.
Derek, back in the win column, extending your record for most knockouts in UFC history. What do you want next, my friend?
I've been gone for 2 weeks, so I want my wife next. It's gonna be a lot of ground and pounding. Ground and pounding. She know what it is. Find that.
I mean, he said, I've been gone 2 weeks, like he's been gone for 2 years.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, like he left on a whaling expedition in 1902 and had to go around Norway and Japan before making his way back home. You know how that feeling is, though, when you miss the soft touch of a woman, as he did. And for that passion, he is your G-Bag of the Day champion. One time looking for five. Okay, who's challenging today, Jacob?
All right, so this clip went viral. I don't know if you guys have seen, Conor McGregor was catching some flack on Twitter for some images.
Oh, yeah.
That went viral. Here's Chael Sonnen talking about...
Oh, Chael Sonnen.
Chael Sonnen, yeah, that's okay. Who. Talking about how obsessed he is with McGregor's dong.
Ooh. I can't quit staring at Conor's dick. I can't stop. I sent Conor's dick to my partner, Ryan, who opened it on his computer right as his wife was coming in the background. And then we have to explain what's happening here. But I can't stop looking. I've stared at this dick for the last 2 hours. He attached a weight to his mini-me.
He did.
And you got a crooked penile function with a makeshift weight on it.
Uh-huh.
It's a lot for me to accept.
It's pretty.
Is it like pierced or something?
Well, so all I know is he sent unsolicited naked photos, full frontal, of himself to a singer, Azalea Banks.
Azalea Banks, yep.
And then she outed him on the internet, but I didn't actually. I only saw like doctored up, like covered ones. I didn't know she posted it just full fledged like that.
Yeah, it's out there.
And he tied a weight to it?
He said weightlifting in the DM to her.
Okay.
And he has like a little, you know,
a pendulum
penis weight.
Pendulum?
I don't know.
Okay.
Oh my gosh. That is towards the tip area.
The C in Conor McGregor stands for CTE. Okay. Let's just acknowledge
that. Or cocaine.
Cocaine CTE. Yeah. Because he's got the C in Conor and the C in McGregor. So it's cocaine CTE. That particular combo there has you sending unsolicited. That is unreal.
Yeah, I don't.
That's a great sound there from
Sonnen,
and that's pretty damn funny.
Yeah, I doubt Azealia Banks is the only one that's received these.
Why do you think Chael Sonnen couldn't stop looking at it?
I mean, it's quite jarring.
Okay.
What's so jarring about it? I kept seeing like crooked things, like people were talking about nature.
There's a little upward curve.
Upward?
Yeah.
Wow, it's defying gravity.
Fully,
he's totally aroused.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
He's excited.
All right. Well. And why do you think she outed him? Just because he was so creepy?
Yeah, because it seems like it was totally out of left field. I don't know. Yeah. Like, I don't know that it was much. Like, it's not like they're dating or something.
Yeah, he might have been talking to himself in the DMs for a little bit. I mean, there's and on Toxic Tuesday, Connor's out and about doing this stuff. You know, there's pictures of him kissing up with some girl on the beach. His birthday was yesterday.
He's engaged to somebody
else. His fiance they have 4 children together, Dee Devlin. She does not seem to care. Maybe they have an open relationship. Who are we to judge
what people
the money
do
in their private life? But yeah, money changes. It's just a shame. It's an absolute shame what's happened to Conor McGregor.
I think that's maybe why women don't chase the guys with money, because they know that some sort of a indecent proposal is on the other side.
Yeah, like the Maroon 5 guy.
Yeah.
Just the first one that came to mind.
Who else is challenging here, Jacob?
People right, so want you to really paint the picture, though. Well, Jacob, can you paint the picture?
I think that's kind of the... You can do your own Googles.
It's like a Titanic thing? You paint a picture of it? Or
there's an iceberg.
About? Okay, all right. All right, so this was last night, the Home Run Derby. Pat McAfee had maybe one of the best introductions I've seen of a player. Check it out.
Hailing from Colleen, North Carolina, a man who's doing something that no catcher has ever done in the history of the sport, with the fattest ass in all of professional sports. Ladies and gentlemen, Big Dumper!
That's good, man. This guy, I think, he's a man of many talents.
That's good.
Who knew that punning was like the fifth best thing that he did?
Mm. Yeah.
This guy's an MC.
He is, dude. He's a total showman. I think what he did at that Pacers game, that impromptu between quarters when they just handed him the mic and he goes like on a 60-second rant calling out the celebrity Knicks fans in the building and just getting the people hyped. I love that. We'll read some of the tweets that he received when we go hodgepodge in about an hour of people just totally hating him.
I mean, we've got some toxic audio we can get you from the All-Star game in LA Live if you'd like.
Okay, that sounds fun.
With Pat McAfee.
Hell of an intro, though.
Yeah, I think, you know, that the ask there is just, hey, Pat, could you come here and do your thing? Here's like $50,000, right? How much do you think he makes for that? That sounds like about $250,000 worth of work, which what he did last night, being at a big event like the MLB All-Star game. And I have a feeling because he's so good at it, these are going viral. We're going to see a lot more of that in the next couple of years. Maybe the next 5 years or so till you're tired of it. Who else is challenging, Jacob?
All right, I've got one more. This guy thought it would be a good idea to try paragliding along a river. And for some reason, I guess, didn't see the power line he was driving after. And you can hear him hit it.
Oh, jeez. So what happened after that? Was he in the process of falling?
He fell into the river. That was where it cut off. It just cut to them rescuing him with a fire truck.
We're looking for the black box.
Oh, goodness.
Yeah.
So is McGregor.
Mm-hmm.
It's another thing about flying into Austin on Saturday. It's still traumatized by it. You come in right over some power lines. What would happen if a plane hit the power lines? Is that going nose forward? Do you think you're just pulling all those up and it breaks? What happens if a plane hits a power line? I don't know.
Well, it depends on the size of the plane.
For sure.
You know, I mean, like we've seen, like when you go by hospitals, they have those up on the power lines. Yeah. They have those like orange balls. Mm-hmm. And that's to show where the lines are so the helicopters don't fly into that area.
Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. 5 DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit mensteclinic.com. That's MensTClinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
And stuff like that. But yeah, you hit a power line, it's on with a plane, it's
done for.
Done for, yeah.
Yeah, just add to my list of anxieties. I was quite curious. Piqued my interest to see the power line so close to as you're coming down. Like, you know, and is that an automatic? Does autopilot have that, or do you have to have the full focus of the pilot and co-pilot in order to avoid that? Just it's crazy what's going on in my head right now. I don't even want to go to Oxnard. Mm. You know, I've been thinking about driving, but I know it's a solid 2-day drive.
I drove to New Orleans that time.
Yeah. About 20 hours, maybe 24 hours, Oxnard.
Yeah, I actually did this because I coming out of here today, yesterday, I looked up the Western Sizzler, and it was 20 hours and 49 minutes away from here.
We go.
From so here? I was just trying to find where.
Worth the, it. Where, 2 10-hour days. Yeah. You know, better than 2.5 hours in an airplane? Could be. Okay, it's time to vote, though. Is it Derek Lewis, our champ, has been gone for 2 weeks? Is it Conor McGregor's Chael Sonnen reaction? Pat McAfee intros or paragliding over a river? I'll go with Pat McAfee. Chief, how about you?
Give me the champ.
Jacob?
I go with Chael Sonnen's obsession with Conor McGregor's meat.
Wolchuk?
Meat watchers.
Brad?
Pat McAfee.
Okay, we're tied at 2. Jump on to @GBagNation. That is our Twitter account. I'm gonna try to get a Insta pull up here as we throw it to LA Live and a Toxic Tuesday here on The Fan.
Well, all right, you squares, it's time you smoke. Fire up this funk and let's have a toe. It'll make you dance to some of everything. Everybody get high.
And LA Live here on a Toxic Tuesday, brought to you by Greystone Roofing and Construction. Chief, isn't that right?
That's right. Shout out to Greystone-Roofing.com. Best in the business. The Vinings, family-owned business. And I'll tell you what, if you need a new roof, there's no one else I would call.
They got you.
They are the goats. And, well, Chuck, what do you have here for us on a Toxic Tuesday?
All right, you want to start with Pat McAfee since we were just discussing him. Let's get to the All-Star game. They had to do a little Q&A with the media. McAfee was hosting this. Dave Roberts is in attendance, obviously, Dodgers NL manager. This is a two-parter here, Jacob. We'll start with cut 6. This is the first part.
The All-Star game was moved out of Atlanta in 21 because of a law that former President Biden described as Jim Crow in the 21st century, and it was framed as a protest. Dave, in the 2021 MLB Network special on Stop Asian Hate, you said, and I quote, "I think it's just being relentless with our voices. This is not something that's just an isolated moment in time that we're talking about. It's something that needs to be talked about on an ongoing basis and be relentless with it." What happened to being relentless with it, and why are we still in Atlanta when this is on books?
You want to sum that up for me? I know it was hard to understand. We were actually talking about that. Can you re-say what you said there?
Oh, no.
Yeah. Dave Roberts, can you kind of sum up which? So here's part 2. We go back to it. And you tell me, you think Pat McAfee handled this well?
Why are we in Atlanta when this law is still on the books? And it is a dangerous situation to be a journalist in Atlanta because Atlanta has detained the most journalists by ICE.
I believe the question was a political question about laws that are on the books and everything like that. And the All-Star game was taken out, now it's brought back? Interesting. I don't know if any of us are the experts or the ones that should be giving answers on that, but respect and appreciate the way you feel about it, and I would assume that there was a reason or some conversation that was had by the MLB and the state that all parties thought that this would be a wonderful host city for the All-Star game, and I think everybody is all very excited to be back in the beautiful city of Atlanta, I think. I don't want to speak out of pocket for anybody, but I do believe with everything else you're talking about, I don't know if Dave is a lobbyist or Paul is a lobbyist or Tarek or Coach Boone. I think they would be great at it if they decided to be as such. But I think she was talking to you. I don't know if you have, I think so. I believe it was, once again, it was hard to hear. But do you have any thoughts on Atlanta hosting the All-Star game whenever there was obviously some conversations in the past, I believe, right?
Yeah. I think he crushed this.
He really...
I think he did a great job of taking, like, kind of a weird situation there, probably not expecting it, and handling it well.
Yeah, price just went up. He's probably looking over there at the ESPN bosses like, yeah, that's going to be an extra $50K. Yeah, I was not expecting...
I didn't think we're getting political here.
...have to handle something like this. That person, by the way, was wearing a mask when asking the question.
Okay.
So just to paint the picture of what we are dealing with here.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. I mean, time and place. You think Dave Roberts and Pat McAfee are the people to talk about this with?
Well, I mean, Dave did, I guess, issue that statement, which who knows if he wrote it. Probably not. Probably PR. So I kind of get why she asked it. But yeah, time and place. I don't know if that was
had
the right
time. McAfee taken a stand? Like, I'm not going to go here or there.
No, I don't think it had anything about Pat. It was directly related to the quote that Dave Roberts had.
Yeah.
You know, I think a lot of things are a potential entanglement. And with such a big society that we have and two distinct ways of looking at anything that could come up, I think we just have to be totally okay with people that decide to go full Michael Jordan. You know, and he famously said, Republicans buy shoes too, right? Mm-hmm. So I think you can have your political thoughts, but once you decide to participate in the economy, like, you know, I and people choose. Like, some people want to stand on the principle of this. I don't care how much money this costs me, I'm standing on this. Mm-hmm. You know, but I don't think you should insist that everybody else does that.
Sure.
You know, I mean, you look at all kinds of crazy things like the diamond industry. Oh, I can't believe you support that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And it's just, it's one thing after another.
Mm-hmm.
It really is. You know, how could you support Google or Facebook? They're monitoring people and trying to monetize your own data against you. You should cancel them. It's never ending, like anything, literally. How do you wear Adidas? Do you know the guy that owned Adidas was a Nazi in Germany?
No.
How do you wear Adidas, man? Right. How do you wear Nike? Do you know that they use sweatshop labor in Asia? How dare you do that? And it could be any industry you can find something on, especially in this country where there is a lot of wicked capitalism that has taken place.
It gets wild. What do you guys think about the paranormal? You ever go down those rabbit holes?
Never love do. It. Never love do. Yeah, I don't. Huh? Yeah.
I think you'd get into it, Brian. Jacob, you're a paranormal guy.
I haven't dabbled yet, but right. It's crazy. I followed some rabbit holes for sure.
You give off the paranormal.
I thought so, too.
Really?
Yeah, like you have one of those faces, don't you agree?
Like The Conjuring is his favorite movie.
Yeah, you love The Conjuring.
I've seen all four of them. I wouldn't say it's my favorite movie, though.
Uh-huh. The first one's definitely the scariest movie I've ever seen.
First one's definitely the scariest
movie. See, that's why I don't do it. I'm terrified of like horror movies and stuff like that. I don't ever.
I'm with you on that, bro.
I just don't.
How many of our listeners have seen the film Annabelle? Jacob, I know you have.
Oh, absolutely have.
Yep. There he goes, paranormal guy. Well, paranormal investigator on his creepy haunted Annabelle doll tour in the haunted battlefield town of Gettysburg has died completely out of the blue. We don't know why.
Oh, no.
Dan Rivera, 54 years old, was in Pennsylvania for his Devils on the Run tour, hauling the infamous Annabelle doll across the country when firefighters and medics rushed to his hotel Sunday night. Adams County dispatch logs reveal a call for CPR in progress on a man matching Rivera's age. Rivera's death was confirmed by the New England Society for Psychic Research, where he was the lead investigator. His exact cause of death remains unclear. Rivera, who was a fixture in the paranormal world, had built a serious reputation of ghost hunting, credibility, and social media following of the superstitions that were tied to the Annabelle haunted house. And I guess this Annabelle doll, I think, killed him, guys. There's no other way to explain it. This thing's real.
The Annabelle doll got him.
And the Annabelle doll got him.
Yeah, I don't
tell me it's not true. It's damn true, Gavin. The Annabelle doll did it. I believe it.
I mean, ow. I would love to believe it. You know, I've never seen any evidence.
The doll's possessed. I mean, you got to keep it inside an enclosed deal that has, I mean, you've got crosses on every single side of it. Mm-hmm. I think you've got holy water that's built into the structure that keeps it captive.
Never heard about this.
And once you unleash the Annabelle doll, just expect death.
It's a doll.
It's like Chucky.
It's a doll.
It's coming out.
It is a doll.
But it's a demonically possessed doll.
It is
doll.
A demonic, yes, possessed evil doll.
I definitely would not be messing around with this thing. You know, like, I don't know how much I believe in its ability, but I'm not going to tempt the fate because if there's a 0.5% chance.
So if you're holding it, you die, that kind of thing?
Some bad things are going to happen to you.
Yeah, I believe that about crutches. You ever take somebody's crutches and like use them? No. Your ankle's going to snap. Oh, seen it happen.
Karma.
Seen it a lot of times, believe it or not.
Where people are just goofing with crutches?
Don't goof with like medical equipment. Like, don't like crutch around when somebody's, you're going to get hurt. I've seen it. Like, I have
around and find out.
Yeah, like my dad walks with a cane. I like hand it to him. Like it's like I don't even I don't even put it on the ground. I just hand it. You know, I'm afraid something's
it's just
gonna
weird,
happen.
Man. There's, I don't know. Like, I don't know that I've never.
Do you believe in this stuff?
I don't not believe in the ghosts and stuff like that. But there is something about this Annabelle doll, man.
I thought there were ghosts at Lambeau Field when I would like at night, like when I was
Hear
going
stuff?
Home. when I was going home, I would go out the middle of, I'd walk out on the field. There would be like just a little bit of light on the stadium before a game the next day.
Yeah.
And I felt like that I felt the presence of things around me.
Sure.
But I mean, it was always kind of a, you know, maybe it's snowing real lightly or cold and it's real quiet or still.
Yeah.
But I always kind of felt that there was either crowd or something on the field when I stood on the field.
You know, I think if something like massive happens, like something emotional, historic, yeah, terrifying, it like it changes the energy of a space. Yeah. And there at Lambeau, obviously,
yeah,
80,000 people getting, you know,
it
excited.
Was crazy. And I because I'm not a big ghost believer and all that stuff. And I'm not slamming people that do. But that was the only time that I ever felt like I was in a church like that one time. Where I felt like the presence of people, you know, that when I was sitting in there by myself.
I mean, there's so many mysteries of the universe.
Sure.
And we do know there's alternate dimensions of reality that things could exist in or be trapped in. We just can't sense it with our eyes and our, you know, our earthly senses. So I'm open-minded to it. I don't think I've ever, like, seen any evidence of an actual ghost being there.
I don't think I have either.
And we know how powerful magicians are. Like, they can create these illusions that are insane.
You gotta wonder.
Yeah.
You gotta wonder about that.
Okay, it is a Toxic Tuesday, though. And speaking of mysterious death, we go to a 1992 first-round pick of the Twins, Daniel Serafini.
Oh,
you guys see this story?
Crazy, bro.
This is bizarre.
Convicted yesterday of first-degree murder in the 2021 shooting death of Robert Gary Spore, age 70. Jury found him guilty of attempted murder of Spore's wife, Wendy Wood, and first-degree burglary. That was his father-in-law, and I guess his father-in-law's wife. According to evidence presented at trial, Serafina entered the home June 5th, 21. Security footage captured a hooded figure arriving 3 hours before anyone called 911.
Mm.
So he broke in while they were out and waited for him, secretly waiting inside the house. Now, here's where he took a .22 caliber gun, and I don't think that's your best weapon of destruction, but maybe that's all that he, I mean, there's people that have been shot in the head with a .22, and they're like, oh, man, I got a headache.
That's wild.
But anyway, this is sad. Two young children, ages 3 years and 8 months, were in the home during the shooting. Case centered around a $1.3 million dispute over a ranch renovation project. Text messages revealing Serafini had written, "I'm going to kill them one day," and a message mentioning $21,000, according to ABC News. The victims had given $90,000 to Serafina's wife the day of the shootings. So he's getting money from in-laws, and he's still killing them? Weird. Serafina's baseball career really included playing for six different teams after being drafted by the Twins in 1992. I did double-check. No Texas Rangers history in there, but that's tough. What would you imagine is the amount of money that could be involved where someone might come after you?
Yeah, I'm looking at this. They're saying the prosecutor said the fatal incident involved a $1.3 million ranch renovation project. So the renovation project in total, $1.3 million. Guess there's random.
So did they owed him for that?
That's the way it reads to me, is that he feels like,
I did all this work for you to renovate this place and you haven't paid me in full.
I mean, initially when you asked the question, I thought $1 million, right? I mean, maybe some people, they do it for less, like half a mil.
Yeah.
But it's got to be seven figures to like want to kill somebody.
Yeah, I can't imagine any amount of money where I'm going to go kill somebody. That's for sure. But I think once I've stiffed somebody for around $25,000, I might catch one.
No, I totally agree. I think it's somewhere between $10,000 and $20,000. I think there's people out there that will hey, give me $20,000. And but you know, if you watch like The Jackal, you know, that show, like he was making, you know, millions of dollars on the assassination set. But I bet there are people out there that would do it for between, you know, maybe $20,000.
You
know,
you gotta send a message. Yeah.
You do, you know, in those kind of situations, organized crime situations, it could be much less just because you're, you know, patrolling what you need to patrol and you feel like you got things under control. Nobody's going to talk about it. Okay, summer travel news. How are your summer travel plans going? Not very good if you happened to be in St. Louis yesterday. Unbelievable.
Yeah. What was going on there at the Lindbergh Airport?
50,000 people from a convention all showed up to leave at once.
right? They had buses from the Seventh-day Adventist convention saying, okay,
they dropped them off.
We're going to get everybody to go to the airport now.
They didn't stagger them.
If you don't want to get a separate taxi or Uber, just go ahead and get one of these buses. So 50,000 people showed up at once. It took 3.5 hours for people to get through security, and lots of people just missing flights as they were unable to get to it. I imagine you'd be feeling very toxic. You ever been in one of those situations? And can you bite your tongue? Have you ever walked by one of those gates and you see people freaking out and you think, I would never be that guy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then like the next time you fly, you feel yourself like teetering on that line. I just need to stand up and tell somebody to bleep off.
Yes, yeah. Dude. Yeah. Yeah. It can really bring it out of you.
Think of the girls.
Yeah. Yeah. You have to try and keep your cool, but it can be very, very difficult. Something like that is just...
Let's say this.
It's so maddening.
I mean, it was going outside.
Yeah, like, yep. That's terrible. What type of incompetence are we dealing with?
Well, let me say this. What I've learned over the years, when people are losing their mind, go the opposite route. Be overly kind to the people.
Can get you a favor?
I've got on more flights because somebody trying to help me because...
You were just nice.
You just be super nice. Like, listen, I know you're going through a terrible thing right now, and I'm really sorry about this. Yeah, I'm just trying to get home, you know, and I've got this and that. But you kind of kill them with kindness a little bit.
Yeah.
It goes a long way because they start looking for options for you. But if you're just there screaming at somebody.
Yeah.
They're not going to try and help you. But if you just go ahead and just put it all like, listen, I know you probably can't help me, but I'm trying to get here. And people will go and like, listen, hey, I got you here. You go ahead and get your ticket, and they give it to you. Maybe they don't say a word to you. They just hand you your ticket, and you look down your ticket,
yeah,
and you're in first class or something like that, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But if you're ever in that situation, just go for the kindness route.
They might intentionally screw somebody over that's mean and give
every
you
time,
their
every
ticket.
Time, every time.
Yeah.
Every time. The minute you start yelling at them, and I was with Gruden. We were in Indianapolis one time at the Combine, and he started in on a... we were trying to fly back to Green Bay, and he started in on this guy, and I looked at him. I said, John, shut up. Just shut up. I go, this guy's going to try and help us here. Just shut the hell up.
It's like yelling at the refs.
Yeah, and then the guy's like, he didn't say a word. He handed us two, and sure enough, John looked down and like, you know. But it was. I'm like, listen, you don't yell at these people. They're already having a bad enough day at it.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, and you know how complete their power and authority is.
Yeah.
Like, they don't have any repercussions.
They can either get you on an airplane somewhere else, or you're going to be going down and renting a car and driving.
Every time I feel like I'm flying, it's the place where I feel like I have the least rights in the entire world.
You really don't.
Like, take me to a communist country, I feel like I'll have more rights than inside of an airplane. You know, and it has to be that way so they can remain profitable. We don't have any more money to give them for plane tickets.
Yeah.
So they can't increase the price. So they got to find new ways to screw us over that saves them money.
The flight attendants are the same way.
Yeah.
Just be overly nice. They've probably had a lot worse than those gate agents too, flying around and all that.
Oh, yeah. They're on the front lines of dealing with the frustration. And they're tasked with lying to you. You know, they have to lie to you and then come back with a smile on their face 15 minutes later and tell you something different and then pretend like it's going to be all right. Around the Bases coming up next here. We'll check what's in store.
What's it like facing Jacob deGrom? That's next.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit mensteaclinic.com. That's mensteaclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.